Next, we have news about happenings in the city. We start with the renaming of the Chapel Field Shopping Centre, and then we hear how market traders are faring during the pandemic. We then follow with news of the restoration of a well-known city clock, lifeline funding being received by Norwich Theatre, and the redevelopment of Riverside City Pub.
Chapel Field Centre, which houses stores including Apple, Zara and House of Fraser, is, from Tuesday, October the 20th, now called Chantry Place. The venue, which is no longer part of the Into Group, after this business went into administration, has been renamed 15 years after first opening its doors in 2005. The shopping centre has still not been sold to a new owner. Instead, it is being run by London-based LaSalle Investment Management, with agent Savills taking over the property management and letting of units. The name Chantry Place embraces the site's medieval heritage as a secular college and chapel, built during the 1200s, which was known as a chantry. Chantry Road runs along the side of the centre and Chapel Field Plain has been renamed Chantry Square. Chantry Place Centre Manager Paul McCarthy said, "The change in name is an important chapter in our story. Our aim to deliver the best shopping and dining experience possible and to support our retailers and celebrate the support our local community remains our top priority. While there's no immediate change for shoppers, we are sure that everyone will soon get used to calling us Chantry Place." Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of the Norwich Business Improvement District, the BID, said, "This is very positive news for Norwich and signals a continued and important investment in the city and its retail offer in these challenging times."
Concern has been growing among traders that coronavirus could spell the end for Norwich Market after business continues to stagnate months after lockdown. Anita Adcock, owner of the Mushy Peas, said the store was surviving by the skin of our teeth after running at 50% trade since reopening in June. The owner of Chardet's Nails feared that the market may not survive if business did not pick up. Quote, "It might be the end of the market," she said. "I don't know how it will survive, but we'll see. It's all about riding this wave out, but many businesses aren't going to be able to do that." Unquote. Some 80% of the business comes from footfall, which she said had not recovered due to people being terrified of coming to Norwich due to the pandemic. For Jaz Singh, owner of Indian Feast, there has been on average a 60% loss in business every month since reopening in June. Mr. Singh said, quote, "Lots of customers are working from home. We've had a loss of customers from major Norwich offices. They used to come twice a week, but now, if they come at all, it's once a month." Unquote. For Tom Loudon, owner of Substrata Wines, Saturday business is nearly back at pre-lockdown levels, although midweek trade is down by 50%. Since the pandemic, the business has launched a delivery service, which Mr. Loudon says now accounts from a third to a half of all profit.
It has been part of Norwich's landscape for the last 70 years, and now the former Norwich Union clock attached to a centuries-old city centre building is getting a much-needed makeover. Bignall House in Surrey Street, which once belonged to the insurance giant's estate, 190 years before the company was rebranded as Aviva, is home to the clock, which has become synonymous with the road it is placed on. It is being restored to its former glory by family-run Michael Mayer Clock and Watchmakers, based on Fletcher Way. While taking it down, watchmaker Simon Michael Mayer said, he had been approached by a number of people who witnessed its removal, asking when it would be returned again. Mr. Michael Mayer said, "We find with public clocks that most people don't notice them until they are not working or they are not there, so they are very important." Michael Mayer was commissioned by the Aviva Arts Department to repair some mechanical problems on the clock. The company had already repaired and carried out maintenance on it nearly 25 years ago. The timepiece was built in the 1950s, was originally part of a master system of clocks based in the main Norwich Union building, which pulsed every clock so they all read the same time. It is now electrically driven, and over time it has been exposed to the elements, as well as pollution and dust in the atmosphere. The team will be carrying out a full restoration, which includes working on the exterior of the clock and making pieces which have become rusted or broken.
Norwich Theatre Royal, the Playhouse and Stage 2 will receive a lifeline rescue package worth £3 million from the government. Norwich Theatre runs all three venues and is one of 35 of the country's major cultural organisations that will receive grants totalling £75 million from the government's £1.57 billion Culture Recovery Fund. The Department for Digital, Culture, Media and Sports Fund aims to help the cultural sector across the UK survive and recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. Norwich Theatre normally welcomes around 450,000 visitors each year, but the majority of its income stopped overnight in March when the nation went into lockdown. While the organisation was able to raise more than £200,000 through a successful fundraising appeal, it still was not financially viable, and as a result underwent a major restructure with 165 job losses. It's currently unknown when theatres will be able to reopen at full capacity, but the £3 million grant is a vital injection of support and can be used to cover operating costs until March the 31st next year. Stephen Crocker, chief executive at Norwich Theatre, said, quote, "With this grant comes extraordinary relief that our organisation has a lifeline until the end of March and an opportunity to recover. But it's accompanied by a profound feeling of responsibility as well. We will use these funds to reset ourselves in a way that supports the wider cultural ecology in our city, county and region." Unquote. Norwich Theatre Royal is set to temporarily reopen its doors from December the 16th to the 24th for a right royal Christmas with socially distant shows.
The ferry boat on King Street in Norwich was once a go-to place for aspiring musicians, but has not been a pub for more than a decade. After a brief stint as a backpacker lodge, the site is now derelict and has become a blot on the city's riverside horizon, having seen a previous bid to develop it fail to materialise. But in October 2019, Norwich-based home builder Estate Education Limited agreed to pay more than £1.2 million for the site and has this week started work on a £7 million regeneration that will add 41 new homes, including two inside the former pub. Ben James Smith, Estate Education's chief investor, said, "Our hope is that once we are finished, it will really complete the riverside area of the city. You look along the street and it is all fairly new and gentrified. And then there's this place, which is an absolute blot. This would be like the last piece in the jigsaw." The investment will see a five-storey tower built on the former pub car park, consisting of 39 properties, ranging from studio apartments to four-bedroom townhouses. Work has begun on clearing the site with an archaeological survey to be carried out before building can start. Mr. Smith said he hoped construction would be completed by early 2022, with properties appearing on the market in around a year. The development will also see a medieval arch preserved and incorporated into the building's courtyard.